This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. In Jharkhand, after completion of the first phase of assembly elections, campaigning has intensified for the second phase of polling, which will be held on the 20th of this month. Leaders of both the NDA and the India bloc are scheduled to address a series of meetings in their respective areas. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address three election meetings at Giridih, Gandeh and Bokaro, while UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is scheduled to hold election rallies at Dhanbad, Bokaro and Bermo. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will address election meetings at Deoghar, Dumka and Bokaro. The second phase of polling will be held on the 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. Campaigning has also intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address three rallies in the state today. Mr. Modi is going to address rallies in Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar and Panvel today. Mr. Modi is also going to address a rally at the Chhatrapati Shivaji Park in Mumbai, and it's expected that all prominent leaders of the Mahayuti Alliance will be present at the rally. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari will address public meetings in Dharashiv, Sholapur and Sangli. On the other hand, Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi will be campaigning in Nandurbar and Nanded today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will be campaigning in Igatpuri and Pune. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid homage to former Prime Minister Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi paid tribute to the former Prime Minister. The 43rd India International Trade Fair, or IITF, is to begin shortly at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will inaugurate the 14-day event. The theme of this year's fair is Viksit Bharat at 2047. The focus state this year is Jharkhand, while Bihar and Uttar Pradesh are the partner states. This year, 11 countries including China, Egypt, Iran, South Korea, Thailand, Turkey and the UAE are participating in the international fair. The first 5 days of the fair till the 18th of November will be open for business trade. Thereafter, it will be open to the general public till the 27th of November. South Central Railway is operating 26 special trains to meet the high demand for Sabarimala travel this season, ensuring a smooth and convenient journey for passengers. These Sabarimala special trains are equipped with first AC, second AC, third AC, sleeper and general second-class coaches to cater to a range of passenger needs. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the severe category, with the Air Quality Index, or AQI, at 432 this morning. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog at night and in the morning hours over the next 2 to 3 days. Domestic benchmark equity indices bounced back in early trade today after facing heavy correction in the last 2 trading days amid massive buying by domestic institutional investors and a rally in frontline stocks. The BSE Sensex climbed 255 points to 77,945 in early trade. The NSE Nifty went up by 86 points to 23,645. Voting is underway in Sri Lanka to elect a new parliament. Voting, which commenced at 7 a.m., will end at 4 p.m. local time. A total of 8,800 candidates are in the fray for 225 seats. The parliamentary election has a huge bearing on the future course of Sri Lanka's new government, as President Anura Kumara Dissanayake aims to secure a parliamentary majority. US President Donald Trump has named a former Democrat, Tulsi Gabbard, to his cabinet as Director of National Intelligence. A four-time Congresswoman and 2020 presidential candidate, Colonel Gabbard is a veteran with 3 deployments to war zones in West Asia and Africa. In badminton, India's 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu lost to Michelle Lee of Canada 21-17, 16-21, 17-21 in the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Kumamoto Masters Japan 2024 this morning. With this, India's campaign in the tournament has ended. And that is the end of this news bulletin.